Hi everyone. Hope you had a nice lunch. All right. We're moving on to conceptual design. I'll just review what we did in our last meeting. Under marketing, we targeted our audience and that was generally how helpful that was. Then we considered some design options with how it should look. We discussed an iPod-like button system, which we haven't concluded, but we're right. So, if you all have presentations to do, we can see what where you've come from our last time. Does everyone have presentations? Okay. Would anybody like to go first?
Mostly by consulting remote control diagrams from the internet and also by incorporating design ideas from the last project meeting. So we need some custom design parts and other parts will just be standard. I assume we'll be custom designing our case, probably a hard plastic or some other material case to protect the remote and the locator. And we'll need to custom design a circuit board because the circuit board has to take the button input and send it to the output. So we have to design that each time. But once we come up with a design, we'll send it to the circuit people and they'll just print it out. Standard parts include the buttons and the wheels, the iPod style wheel. The infrared LED is actually going to be included in the circuit board that comes with it. We need a radio sender and receiver, those are standard. And we also need a beeper or a buzzer or other sort of noise thing for locating the remote. So we have some material options. We can use rubber, plastic, wood, or titanium. I'd recommend against titanium because it can only be used in the flat cases and it's really heavy. And the rubber case requires rubber buttons, so if we definitely want plastic buttons, we shouldn't have a rubber case.
And why not wood? And why not wood?
Well, we can use wood. No wood. And also, we should note that if we want an iPod style wheel button, it's going to require a slightly more expensive chip. We can't use the minimal chip. We need the next higher grade, which is called regular. I don't think it's much more expensive, but it is more expensive. So that's what I've got on this one.
That's good.
I have been searching the current trends, both on the web and via fashion watches. And the findings are that the first thing to aim for is a fashion, fancy look and feel. Next comes technology and the innovations to do with that. And last thing is the easy to use factor. Fancy look and feel goes far beyond the functionality of the thing, but I suppose that is included in the ease of use. Our fashion watchers in Milan and Paris have decided, well, noticed that the fruit and vegetable theme is the current trend, and therefore we need to go for that if we want, whatever our motto is. Fashion, we go for fashion. The fashion in electronics. we want to put the fashion electronics, we need to go for fruit and vegetables, and also go for a spongy feel. So the question of our technology sort of is industrial designer as to the material should be limited to, I don't know how spongy can be, should discuss this together, I don't know how spongy can be achieved, but apparently that's the way to go. I have been thinking about this fruit and vegetable thing, and I prefer fruits to vegetables, but that's just a personal opinion. I think people like to have fruit instead of vegetables in their sitting room. Those are just suggestions, and also we need to decide whether this should be printed, so that still has to do with the material discussion. Should we print the fruit stuff, or should the actual remote look like a fruit? And finally, again, with the spongy, it has to be technologically innovative, so maybe, again, our industrial designers should look into that or come up with a solution that's better than mine. To summarise, these are the points that need to be touched in order to get a good decision, and hopefully our user interface has more to say about the matter. Thank you for your attention.
I think it's the next, it's the blue one, yeah.
Okay, oh, so that fruit and vegetables thing. Huh? I actually haven't heard of the electronics.
Well, it's a trend in fashion, in clothing and...
Yeah, but you're not going to wear your remote control.
Touch-based graphical interface system. So people are going to be looking at this little screen. I assume, are we still on the screen idea?
We hadn't discussed it last time.
If we have this, it just seems like in order to have someone going around and using the wheel,
you need a screen for it. We're actually not having DVD. That was one of I was sorry. I meant to update you on that. Yeah.
So that people seem to be.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
You have to.
You're going to have to scroll to get channels. So, I guess that's why I was thinking you may need to have some kind of screen, because so that people can go around, go back and forth and choose. Or then again, if you just. I guess I can see like some kind of a thing where like you sort of have like the number come up on the TV that the channel you're on, and you scroll and just get to like.
But imagine someone with. But what if you have satellite and you have like 200 channels? Then to get to channel 189, you have to.
Yeah. So you need to. motion to like control the channels, or like once you stop that, you know, you can like tap for
Yeah.
different. Just to get to different channels. Like if you just wanted to go to like from 5 to 6, you could tap.
Right.
And then there's also the concern about, you know, how do you get to the menu if you want to change the brightness of your television, or if you want to, you know, switch around, I don't know, like these different modes, like turn on the timer or like.
Yeah. I mean, with that many options, I'd think that the screen would be better because you could have that menu option, sort of.
So, I mean, when it seems, it does seem a little silly to have this screen if you hardly are ever using it, you know, because,
Yeah.
again, it does make kind of, if the screen's sort of just like an option that, like, is just there and you're not really using it, that's kind of.
Yeah.
It's more expensive
Yeah.
than for these people.
You have to get an advanced chip if you want to have a screen in, which is more expensive than the regular chip, which is more expensive than the. Yeah. So then basically it has to have some way to get to a mode on the television where you're doing, you can get to, you know, you can, like maybe it'll be that central button
Yeah.
that you hit that, and then you can, it brings up like the menu on the TV, and you
Yeah.
can just
Yeah.
scroll around.
So the TV is the screen that,
Yeah.
yeah. So it would have all these different options of changing
But the remote
to.
itself isn't really
Okay,
supported.
now Seth
Okay.
wants.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so we don't want the screen, I guess, but because that just, it does seem like that would be like incredibly expensive, but I don't know. And then so just in really all you need is like this little wheel then, and you can control.
Right. What if, I mean, if you're thinking of the design of it now, like the, you know, physical attributes, and you just have this, and it's like just a long silver thing or whatever we're thinking. I mean, are you gonna have any buttons on that besides power and this thing, or?
It doesn't seem that you would need anything besides, I mean, and the power button could even be like hold down the menu button for like
Yeah.
longer than 1 second, and it turns on the TV.
So can we imagine that this would be smaller than the remote controls that you showed us before? I mean,
Yeah, definitely. Like I
okay.
think we're looking at something that could be like even maybe like a I'm seeing almost like a circular sort of like handheld like thing. I
Yeah,
mean,
but it should be
it needs to be
comfortable.
easy
Yeah.
to somehow it needs to be easy to like manipulate the user.
Yeah.
I mean, how do I'm not really like when I use an iPod, I end up just kind of using my index finger to like control it.
Yeah, I've seen some people just going like that with their
Yeah,
thumb.
I have
Yeah.
done that also.
When they had the Wii remote control, like it was on the top, I think, above it, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
But
so
were there
then.
buttons on there as well?
Yeah, well, it had the Wheelie thing, and then it had those 18 different buttons. I
Mm.
don't know what they do.
Yeah.
And you just use the top part.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but I mean, I think it could be pretty small. Like, I mean, you want it to be large enough that you can.
What if you had like a cover that went over buttons that you don't use very much? Like you, so you could slide it up if you needed to like change the contrast or something like that. So the options are there, but they're not in interfering with the design and the practicality of it.
So can't you
Do you know what I'm talking about though? Like yeah, just
Oh, like
something.
maybe something on the side
But you can
or.
have a
Yeah, that you can
lens
flip over. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, do you need that if you can get to, you know, if so long as you're able to bring up the menu on TV screen?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the
I
thing
guess it would.
is if we can do this, that'd probably
Yeah.
be.
But you wouldn't, I just don't think you would even need it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
So I guess we have to look into the like the programming, how they actually program these things, and if that's,
They might have
yeah.
TVs. I mean, you can do
I mean,
that,
it
but it's like
would
it's
it,
doesn't
that
even
would
have it's
be.
not even inside the TV, not inside the remote. I mean, I've never bought a remote. It sounds like this remote's going to be purchased separately from this TV.
Oh, they use a remote.
Well, I've never bought just a remote, like for
Yeah.
work. I don't really
Yeah.
know, but
I guess that's right. It goes into the TV.
But I mean, I've never had a hard time with like my remotes, like bringing up the menu screen if you need to like change the date or whatever.
Yeah.
But also, if you have it on the screen, you can actually write everything out, because the problem with buttons is, like, they have these sort of abbreviations and
Yeah.
codes that you're supposed
You
to
don't know the
understand.
name,
You
yeah,
don't look
it's
like
like,
it.
yeah.
You mean if we have this screen, like the iPad screen?
Well, on the telly.
Or on the telly, okay. So yeah, I think the touch-based graphical interface is a really cool idea, because it is so obnoxious to like have to push this. Like, okay, now I hit this, you have a little guide on, like, hit this button twice.
Yeah. And it is technologically innovative in a way, so that fits with the.
And it is trendy, the iPads are
Yeah.
we have right now.
Did
So.
you get that picture on, did they provide you with that picture on the web?
Yeah, my web research, yeah.
What are we going to do about this vegetable thing on
Oh,
Dropbox?
God.
You said people want spongy.
Yeah.
One of the material options is sort of rubber that's not on, like, the stress ball thing.
Oh, okay, that would be
Ah,
really good, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Just a nice feel for that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
actually that would be kind of, usually like the touchpad things are kind of a hard plastic, like mouse type,
Yeah.
thing. Or
I mean,
if
definitely the area
you could
around
make a
it.
spongy sort of like thing. Yeah, I think it could work. Or what
Yeah.
if we integrated what if the whole thing about the fruit and vegetables was somehow made like tactilely, tapped into that, so like it feels like.
Well, it could be
An
like
orange.
a profile, so you just put a cover.
Yeah.
If it's a small thing, you instead of creating an object for it that looks like a banana, which frankly seems redundant, you could just have covers, and then your mobile, it's like a mobile phone thing. You had
Yeah.
the time when they had all these different covers.
Yeah, you could utilize your like computers, where they have like a grapefruit apple machine, and then they have like the blueberry, like all the
Yeah.
colors are named after fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could name it after him.
And it could, the color can fit your sitting room. So if you have red sitting room, you can have strawberry, and then if you have the green one, you can have.
Yeah.
So what if what this is I'm just forming this idea in my head of how this thing is looking. If you have like that stress ball material, kind of as what you're actually holding in your hand, so like what you're feeling is comfortable, and then there's more of a hard plastic thing
Yeah.
where that thing is.
Yeah.
And on that hard plastic thing, you can change either the color or the fruit or vegetable that's on there. Is that kind of, because I'm thinking silver because those are our company colors.
Yeah. Unfortunately, alas. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, how are you all envisioning by what we've just the feedback we've just got about the
Maybe a bowl.
a bowl.
No, squashy bowl. A relaxing squashy bowl.
Yes, in the shape of
But you can, well, I see you're thinking, it's weird, you're thinking the opposite of me, because you're thinking you change the hard bit.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, how do you change the hard? Would you put a sticker, sort of? So I was thinking, if you have a cover for the squashy bit, like a.
This is just okay.
Or like a fan.
Say that's the squashy bit.
Yeah, I
Squashy.
was thinking of getting a cover for.
That. See, I was thinking
Just
this.
for.
Sorry,
I don't know, it's
I was
tricky.
thinking this bit here would be the cover, and like that's your actual thing. And like this, you could have like cherries and
Yeah.
things around there.
I could
But.
serve a single bomb shape.
I was thinking if it was like this, because the way you were describing the iPod and the roll thing,
It's like it has to breathe through the
it's almost like
iPod.
your thumb is further up. So if you could squish it lower,
Yeah,
then.
yeah.
So it wouldn't be very big in either, like how big? This big, and then you just do that.
Yeah, or
Yeah,
not
maybe
even, yeah.
squishy. So you're saying the squishy part's like detachable, and you can, so maybe one, you can have like the broccoli squishy bit, or you can have like the cheese thing, and you can get, you can have your choice,
Well, just the, I can't just like condom thing, like cover. Well, the question is which one's easiest to change, and we can just
Yeah.
contact our relevant department for that and just
Yeah.
see what the cost
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's nice. I think it's nice to have a drawing because it's neater.
Well, that's not very neat, but. It was, yeah, silver and yellow, it looks like. I mean, that's another question. Where are we gonna, or we should have the logo somewhere on it.
Mm-hmm. Should also fit the batteries, which we
want. Yeah. Yeah, and that would.
Especially
that would. I don't know what the rest of my notes mean because they were made for me. But if someone components concept question mark energy question mark is that you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Right. Yeah. So what? But what do we know about energy? I mean, we're gonna use batteries, right? And I think batteries sound good. What does everyone else like? What about kryptonite?
Does anyone have costs on the
Well, it said that it gave some relative, some chips are more expensive than others, so it didn't give me an actual cost. Most of the stuff is pretty cheap, though, but I'm not sure. Like the chip is probably the most expensive part.
What does chip on print mean? So chip on print is just means like that, they're mass produced. Okay. And case? I guess that's what we've been talking about, yeah, casing. Yeah. I'm thinking of like some tactic case thing. let's see. Is there anything else we need to talk about? When we move on, you two are going to be playing with Play-Doh and working on the look and feel of design and user interface design. And you're going to be doing product evaluation. So you'll get more instructions from your personal coach. See you soon. Does it matter that I end early? How early is it? I didn't get a pop-up thing that said.